Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. During the coronavirus pandemic, we are worshiping exclusively online. This is a recording of our service. Thank you for joining us. Good morning and welcome to worship with Covenant Presbyterian Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. We are so glad that you have joined us this morning, and as we shared during the prelude, pictures of some of the home worship spaces that we are sharing together. We hope that your home worship space is comfortable and welcoming, and that you are able to recognize God's presence as we gather together this morning. I want to thank the congregation for continuing to engage with us as we are worshiping electronically in this way. And I want to especially acknowledge those who can't sign in, who are watching because the Facebook live video is public. If you are not logged into Facebook right now but are worshiping with us, we are so grateful that you are here as well. Just a reminder that we are celebrating the sacrament of the Lord's Supper today during worship, so now is the time to have ready with you a small piece of bread and a small cup of juice or wine that we will use later when we come to that portion of the service. We also share prayer requests together as we worship on Sunday mornings. You can share prayer requests by leaving a message right here on this Facebook video. And Laura Schieber, as always, is collecting those and will get those prayer requests to me when we come to that part of the service. Today is Youth Sunday. Ordinarily, our youth lead the worship service. Today, we are celebrating our youth and everything that they have done through the year during the time that they were able to gather together. We will share some highlights of our youth group this year during the sermon time this morning. Covenant is still selling Don Justo coffee to support our neighbors in El Salvador. We do have some inventory left at the church. Laura Schieber and Lisa Albers will be happy to help you fulfill orders from that inventory. There will be an order form in the Covenant corner, and Laura and Lisa will be able to get that coffee to you from our inventory. So, now's a good time to replenish your coffee supply at home. Next week during worship, we will be receiving our confirmation class into membership. You'll be able to see that ritual as part of our live-streamed worship next Sunday. But as you know, there's limited ways that we can have you respond and interact with our live streamed worship. And so we're actually going to pre-record the confirmation ritual. And if you want to participate in that pre-recording, there are parts for the congregation to give their affirmation and blessing to these confirmands as we receive them into membership. You can join us for the pre-recording of the confirmation class ritual. That will be this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock via Google Meet. So look for a link to that in the Covenant Corner and join us on Google Meet Wednesday at 7 o'clock when we receive our confirmation class. In 2 weeks, we will be celebrating our graduating seniors. That will be May 17th. If there is a graduate in your family, please make sure that the church knows about that. You can email Carrie in the office We would love to have pictures or even video greetings from your graduates so that we can bring them together during our worship service on May 17th. And this year, we are adding something new to our Memorial Day weekend worship. We will be recognizing by name those departed loved ones who are still with us in spirit. We will include all those congregation members who have passed away since last Memorial Day, but you probably have other names that you'd like to include. So please email those names to the church office. And a reminder, Memorial Day weekend is as early as it can get. Memorial Day Sunday will be May 24th this year. So just a couple weeks to get those names into the office. Now, as we gather for worship, I invite you to take a big, deep breath in as we welcome God's presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Please join in our opening song here in this place. Thank you. on account of God's vast mercy. We have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Without fear, let us confess our sins. Almighty God, when you raised Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We turn away from the cries of the oppressed, and dismiss calls for peace. We look down on those who are weak, and we abuse the earth you created. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new. Teach us the joy of abundant life you give us through Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. Jesus carried our sins in his own body on the cross. He did this so that we might live in righteousness, healed and set free from sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Forgiven and freed, we are beloved siblings, children of God. May the peace of Christ be with you. And this is that part of the service when I want to make sure to get the kids' attention, because pretty soon we're going to share our scripture reading, and I want you to know that that scripture reading is for you too. And I want to share this show and tell this morning. This is a picture of a big, beautiful, blossoming tree that our neighbors had. They had it because, as you can see, the part of the tree blew off on Wednesday morning during those strong winds that we had, and this part of the trunk and all these branches fell down. They were laying across the sidewalk and hanging out into the street. Eventually, our neighbors had to have that tree cut down later that morning, and we are so sorry that they had to lose that beautiful tree. Well, the tree looked like this, with the branches newly fallen and laying down across the sidewalk and onto the street. A woman came by on her morning walk, one of our other neighbors from a little bit farther away, and she came up along the sidewalk and she stepped out into the street and out there to the end of those branches where they were just right up at eye level. And she just spent some time looking at those blossoms, spent some time just appreciating them and loving them. I think maybe she broke a few off to take with her as a remembrance. And then before she left, she held out her hands and she closed her eyes, and it looks like she said a final prayer for that. to appreciate the tree and to give thanks for that tree and everything that it had offered to our neighborhood and to her. She reminded me of the way that God had been present in the life of that tree, in the ways that God is present in our world in all kinds of little ways. Our scripture reading this morning is going to talk about Christians as a priesthood. Priests are people who pray for others, who pray on behalf of others. Being a priest is about standing in the gap between the world that we can see and the presence of God that we know is in the world, even though we can't see the presence of God all the time. Being a priesthood is about holding that space where we can recognize where God is present, just like that woman did with that tree on Wednesday morning. So as we read today, I wonder how each one of us can show someone the way that God is present in the life of this world. Will you pray with me? God of life, send us your Holy Spirit. Make our hearts holy places for Christ to dwell. Teach us to speak words of hope and show us how to live in Christ's resurrection. Amen. The scripture reading this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. There's an important Protestant idea that we call the priesthood of all believers, which is based on this passage from 1 Peter. And the short way of describing that idea is that all Christians have access to God through Jesus. We don't have to depend on people with titles and with fancy clothing like me. We all have access to God through Jesus Christ. Now, our Christian siblings in other traditions point to some real problems with that idea, especially the suggestion that we somehow don't need each other in order to interpret the Bible and to pray and to recognize who God is, as if each one of us could be a religion unto ourselves. That's not really what this idea means, but it is something that we've done with that idea sometimes. Presbyterians believe that we are always accountable to each other for what we believe and how we act. We always depend on each other in prayer. This is part of why we always celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper together, not alone. We need each other in order to be the church in the world. So maybe it's better not to say the priesthood of all believers, but to say the priesthood of the whole church. That what we do, the work that we do to connect the world to God in Jesus Christ, is work that we do together. And I need you for that as much as you need me, and we need each other in order to really connect the world with God's presence in the world. And there's a specific purpose for which the Spirit calls us to be that priesthood. Peter says, we are made into this holy priesthood in order to proclaim God's mighty acts. That's what we're here to do, to proclaim God's mighty acts. And in case we don't know what those are, Peter is more specific about those too. God does glorious things with something that humans would ignore or reject. That's the whole story of Jesus Christ in a nutshell. We think about Jesus' death and resurrection in lots of different ways. It means lots of different things. Peter talks about it in a very specific way here. He talks about Jesus' death as unjust suffering at the hands of the powers of the world. We'll have more to say about unjust suffering next week, in fact. Jesus suffered and died because human power and the structures that try to enforce human power, they misjudged him. Or maybe they rightly judged him and judged him as a threat to those structures of power. They rejected him and put him to death. But God turned that story around. If the crucifixion was about rejecting Jesus, the resurrection affirmed that God chose Jesus anyway, and chose humanity right along with him. That story of the resurrection gives life to the psalm that Peter quotes here, that gives life to the psalm that God has picked up a stone that human builders rejected, has picked up someone that human powers rejected, and has made that the most important thing, has made Jesus the most important thing. That story repeats itself again and again. God always creates something new with what human powers have rejected. Just as Peter said, we become living stones to be built into a spiritual house, imitating Jesus, who was that first living stone. One of the ways that we build that spiritual house with living stones is through Covenant's youth group. Our youth are built into that community of priests by participating in the church's mission. Our youth can't stand in front of the church to share with you this morning, but here's just a little bit of how the youth proclaimed Christ this year. Our youth are 6th through 12th graders from many different area schools, and they gather together to become a group not defined by any of those schools, but they gather together every Wednesday night during the school year to be our youth group. They usually gather somewhere off-site away from the church, so you may not even see them if you are with us on Wednesday nights. And they go to do mission work and usually have a fun outing or two mixed in. Our youth would not be able to do that without our youth group leaders, Kayla Phillips and Scott Telford. We are so grateful for the hours and hours of dedicated and, we hope, enjoyable service that Kayla and Scott offer as our youth group leaders. So here's just a little bit of what Covenant's youth group has been up to this year. In the fall, they spent time just enjoying each other's company with a social outing to the pumpkin patch. They tried to drown each other in corn, but they came away with smiles. Our youth serve as examples and leaders for our younger kids as they spend time. This was at the church on a Wednesday night playing flashlight tag with Covenant's kids. Our youth participate in service and service directed especially to people who are in need, to people living in poverty, to people who are dealing with the effects of imprisonment, ministering to the families of inmates at the Mitchellville prison. This is one of the ways that Covenant's youth reach out to those who are in need and lift up those who are otherwise ignored or invisible to the world around us. Of course, we don't forget to have fun. We learned about Christmas and decorated each other for Christmas at the same time. And, of course, got a chance to visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Covenant also sends our youth to support those who are hungry, supporting the DMARC Food Warehouse, supporting the Red Barrel campaign, and serving right alongside Covenant's diaper ministry. And then, of course, we have more fun. We celebrate the ways that our youth are able to enjoy each other, are able to support and feed others. Here they are supporting those who are hungry with meals from the heartland. And supporting those who may be hungry for relationship at Calvin Community. Folks who don't get to spend as much time with youth as they wish they did. These are all just a few ways that our youth group lives out this priesthood of the whole church, some of the ways that our youth tells the world what God is up to. proclaim the mighty acts of God who creates new life. Thank you on behalf of Covenant's Youth Group for all your support of the youth activities, for all the ways that you care for and lift up the youth in prayer, and the ways that you continue to be part of proclaiming the mighty acts of God who creates new life in our world today and always. Our second hymn this morning is Wash, O God, Your Sons and Daughters. We come now to a time of prayer to lift up the joys and concerns that are on our hearts as we gather together this morning. We pray for our neighbors in San Ysidro, El Salvador, and the surrounding community of Berlin. This week, Berlin confirmed their first diagnosed coronavirus case. We pray for our neighbors in El Salvador as they work to respond with social distancing and slow the spread of the disease there. We pray for Ron Vanderlinden, a friend of Pam Rees. Ron is home from the hospital continuing to recover from coronavirus. We pray for a friend of Pam Holton, who is in surgery now. We pray for Jeff McAtee, who is a contractor who was working at Sue Bueller's home this last week when he suffered a heart attack and stroke. We pray for Jeff. We also pray for Sue Bueller, who was diagnosed this week with a stress fracture in her ankle. We pray as she recovers. We pray for all who are suffering from the coronavirus and for their caregivers. We pray for small rural hospitals who are in danger of closing because of the loss of income from elective surgeries and needed Medicare reimbursement during this time. And we pray for Covenant's youth group. May they never give up hope. May they always see God's love. May they always know God's blessings, no matter where life takes them. We gather all these prayers together, and so we pray. We come near to you, O Lord, because you are good. Your faithful love is forever. We pray to you, Lord, our Savior, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We give you thanks and praise, O God, because you have become our salvation. By your grace we have everlasting life, and so we lift up these prayers. Prayers for our neighbors in San Ysidro and all throughout Berlin and El Salvador as they work to contain the spread of the coronavirus. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for Ron as he recovers from coronavirus now at home. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for Pam's friend undergoing surgery now. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for Jeff as his heart recovers. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for Sue as her ankle heals. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for all who are suffering from the coronavirus and all who are caring for those who suffer. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for those small rural hospitals seeking to serve their communities. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for our youth group, that they may know your love and your blessing always. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. O God, unite your faithful people in mind and will. Teach us to love your commands, to desire your promises, and to put our hope in your joy that will outlast all the changes of the world. Guide us by your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Children of God, we are chosen by God to become a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ. Each month, Covenant designates one mission partner to receive all of the loose change in our offering plate. Of course, we're not passing a plate while we are worshiping remotely, but our mission partners are still doing very important work. Our Coins for Concern partner in May is Cross Outreach. Ordinarily, our Coins for Concern would support their back-to-school backpack giveaway. Each year, Cross assembles close to 1,600 backpacks full of school supplies for kids in our community. This project is made possible by dozens of volunteers, thousands of dollars in donations. Cross has not made a decision about exactly how to hold this year's back-to-school giveaway this year, but you can be confident that Cross's love for kids in need is as strong as ever. You can give Cross Outreach extra support by designating your gift for this month's Coins for Concern. We welcome that gift. We welcome the gifts that we share through the life and the ministry of our youth group. We welcome all of the gifts that you offer to this world and all the ways that you support and love your neighbors. Let us pray. Eternal God, we praise you that Christ has conquered death new life. By your Holy Spirit, bless the gifts we offer to you. Let our lives be signs of Christ's life, and let everything we do reflect his love, with thanksgiving and glory to you forever. Amen. As God's chosen, precious ones, the church is a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices to God. Our sacrifices are built on the sacrifice Christ made for us once and for all. Presbyterian tradition teaches that Jesus is present with us through the act of sharing in this sacrament. Jesus is not bound to a specific place or specific materials or the actions of a specific person. We believe that Christ is present with us by the Holy Spirit whenever and wherever we, the church, share this sacrament together. So that table that you are using right now, that's not just your table. It's part of Christ's table right now. You are part of Christ's church right now. Come, chosen and precious, to the table of grace. May the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In every time and every age, it is good and faithful to give you thanks, O God, for your mercy is sure, and your steadfast love endures forever. In your compassion, you gave us Christ Jesus, who sets us free from death and leads us to life eternal. Blessed are you, O God, creator of all things. By your power and love, you continue to deliver your people from bondage, undo evil, and make a way through the wilderness and uphold justice. Blessed are you, O Christ, servant of the universe. You came among us to feed and heal and teach, to bring down the mighty, to reveal the deceivers, and to give hope to all who long for peace. Blessed are you, O Spirit, giver of life. You give us words when we have none. You fill us with vision when we have the most need. You give us courage to proclaim our faith in every hour. Be our guide and teacher today and always. Come now, O Prince of Peace, Spirit of Love, Source of Life. Give us your presence and teach us to proclaim the resurrection. In the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The story goes like this. While Jesus and his disciples were eating, Jesus took bread, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, Take, this is my body. And he took a cup. He gave thanks and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said, This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. I assure you that I won't drink wine again, until that day when I drink it in a new way in God's kingdom. And so when we share this bread and this cup, we proclaim Christ's death, his resurrection, his presence with us, his coming again in glory. Beloved, the body of Christ broken for you, take and eat. The blood of Christ shed for you, take and drink. Let us pray. God of mercy, you feed us at this table with the bread and cup of resurrection. In everything, help us know that you are with us and in us, building us up to be your witnesses in the world. Let everything we say and do give you glory. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is Thine is the Glory. Christ is risen. Everything is complete. So join in prayer, love each other sincerely, serve each other as good stewards of God's gifts, and in everything let God be honored through Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, one God, to whom be honor and power forever and always. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.